This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I'm so glad to be here with you today, and I'm so glad that the heat wave we had this Labor Day weekend is over. We had temperatures of 112 here yesterday, 7 miles from the beach, which is unheard of. So I'm glad it's cooling down. Well, I have a very special guest today, Dr. Leah Lewis-Ellis. She's going to be talking about releasing self-limiting belief systems that can keep you from achieving what you want in your life. At various points in her life, she made some decisions that didn't serve her well, either professionally or personally. So she had to shift her belief system to serve her unique shine. Lisa is also known as the belief system boss, BS, and teaches how to achieve success by releasing the mental restraints of self-limiting belief systems. Welcome to the show, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I am doing well, Mari. I'm super excited to be here.
I'm super excited to have you. Your excitement is just so catchy. I could feel it over the line. So a wonderful, really brand new story of overcoming your newest one. By releasing your own negative belief systems, would you share some of that with us?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So, Mari, I had the opportunity to come. Our paths crossed over a year ago, and we were moving forward with some projects together, and then I came to a screeching halt as a result of a cancer diagnosis that I had received. So that most recent setback for me was earth-shattering, earth-shaking for me to deal with the diagnosis and working with the doctors on how to move forward. So I had to deal with my BS when it came to being able to be a cancer warrior.
Wow. So tell us why you call it BS, because I love that.
So I have to remind people, Mari, I have to remind folks that when I say BS, I don't mean bull shenanigans, okay? So I mean belief systems. And I love a play on words, because when people hear it immediately, they're like, uh-oh, what is about to be discussed? You know, and who is this woman that is going to talk about this in an open forum, right?
Right.
So I coined it belief system, and being the belief system boss is because I realized that everything that we achieve personally and professionally boils down to our belief system. Do we believe that it's even possible, that it's in the realm of possibility? And once we believe that it's even possible, we can make it happen. So the interesting thing is, we all have BS. We all believe something, but whether or not we believe something that's going to propel us to achieve our goals in life and dreams, or are those belief systems going to keep us grounded and in a place and stuck, you know, where we don't want to be, and we're unhappy, we're miserable, and we're making people around us miserable as well.
Right. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's just a rebound, but it could be the other way as well. Yeah, so you know what I love about that you're using BS is that the BS that most people are thinking that you're talking about is actually a lot of times what our belief system is. In other words, it's not really anchored on the truth or on reality. It's anchored on something someone told us, or the way we were raised, or et cetera. So the play on words works really beautifully. I just love that you're using that. So as you received your diagnosis, you know, I mean, my gosh, heartbreaking and devastating. Tell us a little bit about your journey as you had to release now not only your own negative belief systems, but what people, professionals, doctors, et cetera, were trying to tell you.
Oh, yes. So So when when I found out about the cancer, when you go to doctors, it's important. When you go to doctors, you talk to one physician and they have a course of action, and then you go to another one and they have another course of action. So I mm-hmm. have to do a full disclosure. I did get a second opinion because I wanted to know everything that I could. I am not an MD. I'm not in the medical field, but I can read, right? So yes. I wanted to get a second opinion, and I did, because I am a woman of a particular age. When I was going to the doctor to even determine what was going on, I was told, oh, well, you're perimenopausal. So this is to be expected. And I said, okay, well, I get it. I've never been this age before, and I haven't gone through menopause and perimenopause, right? But then something still wasn't right. And so pushing and at my urging and then getting the diagnosis and getting the second opinion, mm-hmm. and I was told that, well, we can go in, we can, have surgery. I had thyroid cancer. So okay. the growth was on both sides of the thyroid. And they said, well, the larger of the two is on the right-hand side. You know, we can take the whole thing out. You can do radiation. We'll see if it's anyplace else. And then whether or not you need radiation, chemotherapy, all that good stuff, right? So in dealing with that, I found a physician who allowed me and empowered me to make some choices. Mm-hmm. And so with that belief system shift for me was to recognize, acknowledge, and stand in my power and my truth and my authenticity, right? That yep. Work with me so that I can find what feels good for me. And finding a physician that was open to that and was mm-hmm. like, okay, well, look, this is an approach we can take. We can go this route where we take out just part of it, but if I go in and I see that it's, you know, a lot worse than what we think, then we'll take these extra steps. Can we agree on that? I said, that I can agree on. And thankfully, when they went in, they saw some in the surrounding area, and they took care of that. But I didn't have to have radiation. I didn't have to have chemotherapy. They're still monitoring the other part of the thyroid where there is a growth there. Mm-hmm. However, I felt so good, Mari, that when I came out of the anesthesia, and the doctor was saying, well, you know, you may not be able to talk right away. You may not be able to do this, all of these things. He said, but you know what? What I've seen in you, you're a special case, and not in a bad way, right? And so because he didn't know that, hey, he didn't realize he was working on somebody who was deep in their BS and just such firm footing. That, I'm empowered. I believe this is going to work out. I've done everything I know how to do. The physicians have done everything they know how to do. And so I am grateful, Mari, to be on the other side of that. I am healthy and as whole as I can be after they take something out of us, right? And moving full steam ahead and back to helping people again.
Wow. I love that story. I love how you talked about authenticity in that part, and I love that you found a physician, and because you believed you would, of course, that would work with you, because that's not always the case. You know, there can be pushing into things that we're not comfortable with, but to be able to go through something as traumatic as that and feel that, okay, I've made the best decision for me and I feel good about this, that means everything. And that means a lot to the, you know, the recovery process afterwards, you know, because the mental state is everything. So I have to applaud you for sticking to your authenticity and saying, this is what I need, and looking until you found a physician that could give you what you needed. That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes. I'm grateful. But I also want to caution that it's not easy standing in your truth. And you know that it's not easy being authentically us, who we are. It wasn't easy. but I felt like making that investment and putting that time in was going to be far more beneficial than me just going along with status quo.
Absolutely. And you're right. That's why this show is called Dare to be Authentic, because there is.
Oh, my God. Yes.
A daring that's necessary. You have to have the guts. You have to, you know, you have to be willing to be persistent. That it takes all of that. And you've done all that. So what a beautiful model you are. Thank you so much. So let's talk a little bit about what do you believe is the first step for a person who wants to begin to release some of these negative beliefs from their life and then step into, you know, the belief system that will really enhance their life?
Excuse me. So, Mari, after we believe that it's even possible, the first thing that I like to work on is dealing with the shift. And there's a couple of steps in that shift. And SHIFT is an acronym because, again, I love a play on words. I grew up in an acronym environment and professionally in an acronym environment. So SHIFT means to support highly intentional, fulfilling truth. Support highly intentional, fulfilling truth. Because we are telling ourselves something. Right? We are. Every day I'm telling myself throughout the day something. But is it positive or is it negative? And whatever it is I'm telling myself, it is a fulfilling truth. It's going to happen. But in order for it to be sure that I'm making this shift, that it's supporting highly intentional, fulfilling truth, is I have to reassess what it is that I believe about this situation, this circumstance, getting this particular job or even a promotion. And I'll sit with the promotion for a minute. So even if you want a promotion, you got to first believe that you got the skills and the talent to get it, that you deserve it, that it's yours. Making that reassessment that, hey, I've got what it takes. No, I may not be I had a situation where I was young, trying to climb the corporate ladder, and I was told, oh, you're too young. When I was your age, I was still in the secretary pool. Give it some time and you'll get ahead. So a reassessment for me was to say, okay, that's your situation, but my situation, I'm not you. Okay, so I'm making a reassessment. I believe this is what I want. This is what I'm going for. I'm in a different place in my life and my mindset. So reassessing and determining, nope, this is what I want. I got the skill sets. I've taken the classes. I've got the training. I'm going to go for it. And then the second step in that shift process is reaffirming that, reaffirming that I've got what it takes. And through that reaffirmation, I start telling myself different truths. Like you said earlier, it's not about what other people are telling me. Nope. Mm-hmm. What am I telling myself to support highly intentional, fulfilling truth? So then when it manifests, I'm not surprised because I put in the sweat equity. I put in the energy, the thought process toward that thing, and having to remind myself throughout the process that I'm going to go for it.
That's awesome. You know, everything that you said, again, is not easy to do. You know, we have these naysayers that come around. Like you said, at your age, I was doing less, or,
yes,
you know, because of your background or because of your sex or because of your age or whatever,
yes,
whatever they have. So what does one do? What does a listener who's listening and saying, you know, I really like to make some high intentions and begin to go for something in my life? What do you have to say to them about the naysayers?
So I would say use the naysayers and what I've had to do. So I'm not talking, like I often say, I'm not talking about what I read or what I heard. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about what I know from experience. Is the naysayers will be there, but what I encourage your listeners to do is take the naysayers and flip the script. So if they say that you can't do it, and they give you reasons why you can't do it because of your age, you flip it. oh, well, you know what? It's because of my age I can do it. Because I'm so young, I've got youth on my side. I've got the energy on my side. So I'm going to harness that and make it happen. Well, you know, you're a woman. Oh, because I'm a woman. You know what? It's because I'm a woman that I can make it happen. I've got some unique gender-specific skills and talents that make me uniquely qualified to make it happen. So flip the script. Oh, it's because I'm African-American. Well, you know what? And I happen to be that. So, yep, you're right. I'm African-American. I'm black. I like black. I'm a black woman. And, you know, it's harder for black women to do this. But you know what? Flipping the script, you know, it's because I'm a black woman, I have a unique experience. Again, I have some cultural influences that uniquely qualify me in order to make this happen. So you see, in those three different instances, I gave examples on how to flip the script. So the naysayers, they'll be there. And what tends to happen with naysayers is when they see that they didn't trip you up, they start getting quiet. And they start watching. And look, dollars to donuts, as you keep progressing, those same naysayers come and they whisper, hey, I see you made it happen. Can you kind of help me? Can you walk me through? And it's like, you know, that's not the time to sling mud. That's the time to, you know, to turn around and help, you know, definitely help them out. But that's what you do. The naysayers will be there. Because I believe it's a way of God testing us to say, do you really want it, right? And will you at all costs, as you say, dare to be authentic? Will you dare to go forward even when there are people that aren't encouraging you? Because one thing is for certain is that in learning how to flip the script, we learn how to be our own cheerleaders. We learn how to encourage ourselves because sometimes it gets a little lonely trying to get ahead. But when you encourage yourself, somebody always tends to come along. Earth angels is what I call them. Earth angels come along and encourage us and just come in just in the nick of time at the right time to let us know we're on the right path, we're moving in the right direction, and it's going to happen.
Wow. You know, that flip the switch is so powerful, Lisa, that when you were talking about it and flipping it, I never heard anybody exactly do that. I was getting chills because it's such a different feeling of, you know, you can't do this because you're an immigrant. You know, you can't do this because, for whatever reason, because you're too tall, fat, short, whatever. And that's super powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I love it. Love it. So we're going to take a quick break to listen to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Dr. Lisa a question, you're welcome to call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Are you a highly successful, purpose-driven professional woman who is tired of settling for less than what you want? If yes, then you need a copy of Dr. Denise Moore's book, Own Your Amazing, Discover Your Power to Create an Amazing Life You Love. In this award-nominated and number one best-selling book, Dr. Denise provides the essential principles you need to find your voice and live your worth out loud. Go to ownyouramazingnow.com to get a free excerpt from the book.
Want more out of life? Frustrated, wondering why you feel empty? Marriage lacking connection? Burned out, struggling with depression, anxiety, alcohol, drugs? I've had high levels of success and paid the price, so you don't have to. Go to www.jonathanmather.com to get my free guide to being your best self in times of uncertainty, or call 323-248-0350 for a free consultation.
Inspiring new author Lisa Borges shares her story in her debut book. Pick up a copy of Life in the Fat Lane and read intimate details of her personal struggles and triumphs. With raw emotion, honesty, and even a little humor, she tells stories of things we all think but nobody wants to talk about. Pick up your copy of Life in the Fat Lane today, available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or email storiesbylisab@yahoo.com for more information.
What is holding you back from living the life you deserve? Has life handed you lemons? Do you feel sour and stuck? Stop living in the past. In Susan Wheeler's new book, The Lemonade Diet, she will show you how to let things go, embrace the new normal, and create a winning mindset. Go to SusanVWheeler.com or Amazon for your copy today. Learn more about Susan at SusanVWheeler.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Dr. Lisa Lewis Ellis, talking about releasing self-limiting belief systems. So, Lisa, let me ask you, what is the main message that you'd like to bring to the public today?
So the main message that I'd like to bring to the public today is that it is possible to be the boss of your BS. Your belief systems don't have to keep you trapped in. They don't have to continually restrain you. That you can become the boss of your belief system in order to achieve personal and professional success in life.
Awesome. So let's say someone's listening that doesn't believe that. They're like, that can't possibly be true. What would you say to encourage them?
Well, you know, one thing is as a coach, as a professional coach, certified coach, is we have to be teachable, right? So if somebody doesn't think that it's possible, I have to spend a little extra time and figure out why is it that they think that it's not possible. And oftentimes I get the response, well, I've tried thinking positively before, and it didn't happen. And so this is not about merely thinking positively, because what we believe about anything is in the fiber of our being, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
Believing something comes down to, if I ask you your name is Mari. You say it with confidence. You feel it with every ounce of your being, and nobody can convince you otherwise. If I start calling you Leslie, you will not answer to Leslie because your name is Mari, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Mari 24/7, and nothing can convince you otherwise. Dealing with your belief system, and the reason why I believe that it is possible is that when we get to the place that just like your name is Mari, my name is Lisa, when it's in the fiber of our being, nothing will shake us or move us off of that spot. So it's doable. It's possible. Your birthday is your birthday. Your social security number is your social security number, whatever it is. Believing it in your very core, in your essence, it is possible, because you do it with other things every day, all day long, and don't think twice about it.
Right. I love that. Nothing can convince you otherwise. So when you have something set for yourself, something you want in your life or something you want to achieve, you get to that place where nothing can convince you you're not going to achieve it. And there you go. I love
nope.
it. Beautiful. Mm-mm. So let's talk a little bit about your book, Making Boss Moves. I love that title, by the way.
Oh, yes. I'm super excited. So how this book happened is because I talked to doing a coach consultation with a potential client. And the first thing they said to me was, oh, and I was looking for your book, Making BS Boss Moves, Making Boss Moves, because I had done a talk. And I was and I couldn't find it. And so she said, so where can I find the book? And I said, oh, well, I have to write the book first before you can find it. And so again, if that for me, if that wasn't God for me saying somebody's looking for the book that you haven't written. And
right.
The irony is, after she said that, the book flowed out of me. I tell you it flowed just beautifully out of me. And so I have a book that will launch this month, September 2020, the end of this month, and it's mm-hmm. called Making BS Boss Moves, The 4 Hours to Achieve Success. And I'm excited about it. I will make sure that your listeners have the link to it mm-hmm. on your website, on Dare to Be Authentic, on your website. And yes. And so we delve into, I delve into the four R's that tap into the shift, the serve, and the shine. It's beautiful. So that is my coaching session in your hands. So if somebody's not able to work with me for whatever reason, that mm-hmm. book will be available, that as they read through it, they'll be able to go through the steps in order to achieve success in whatever area of their life they're trying to do that.
Wow. I love that. What a cute story.
I mean, when she said that, I was like, oh my gosh. She's like, you know, I look for the book, and I'm like, oh, I got to write the book. So
that's so cute. You know, I had something similar happening to me before I was a certified life coach. I was running a meeting, and this girl comes in, and after the meeting, she's like, it was so great. I can't believe you don't charge. You're a wonderful life coach. I said, I'm not a life coach. She goes, you're a life coach. You just don't have your certification yet.
You're just saying,
yes. I'm like, okay. So that reminds me of that. So let's talk about how to get a hold of you and then later your book, which, of course, will be on my website as well. But talk about how to get a hold of you, Lisa.
Yes, certainly. They can visit my website, lisalewisellis.com. You can send me an email, lisa@lisalewisellis.com. You can call me there. I have a toll-free number, a number that someone answers 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. It may not be me, but someone will. It's 833-542-2697 is a way to get in contact with me as well. And I really enjoy talking with people. So 9 times out of 10, you will be having a discussion with me. So please don't hesitate to reach out to me. If there is a way that I can be of service, I love to do that.
Fantastic. So it's Lisa Lewis Ellis, LisaLewisEllis.com. You can also find Lisa on my website, like she said. It's called LifeCoachMari.com, LifeCoachMari.com. Just click on the radio show page, and she's already there with a picture, a link to this interview, which I hope you'll pass along because it will be available indefinitely, and a link to her website. So, Lisa, is there one last thing that you'd like to say to the listener?
It is possible. I'm telling you, you can be the boss of your BS, and you too can be a BS boss, just like me. It's not mutually exclusive. We can all do this thing together.
Fantastic, and that's really good news, especially during these times when people are getting so discouraged, you know, in the middle of this pandemic, and people feel like everything that I've worked for now or was working for is over. But I think more than ever, we have opportunity at this point.
Yes, yes. And I'm here to help folks do that, because it is possible to flip the script and make it happen. We can be a success story regardless of this pandemic that's happening right now.
Absolutely true. I believe that so strongly. That's one of the things you can't shake me from, like you were talking about.
That's right.
But I believe that we're just going to come through this, and things are going to be better and better and better. And nothing.
Agreed.
Thank you so much, Dr. Lisa, for being on the show with us today. So many great encouraging words. Is there anything you'd like to leave with the listener as we close out?
Yes. We flipping the script on this pandemic is that not because of the pandemic, but in spite of it, we're going to succeed. You too can be a belief system boss, and be sure to get in touch with me so I can see how I can serve you. Thank you, Mari, so much.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Dr. Lisa. Thank you for coming on the show, and thank you for listening in. Make sure you pass this interview on. It'll be available right after. And make sure you listen to the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.